The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome, ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba, yet again to another episode of this silsila called The Friends of Allah. And today's topic, in the seventh episode, the great wisdom of the awliya, the friends of Allah. Inshallah, azawajal, we will go through different aspects of their lives, inshallah, as always, and try to see what kind of amazing madadi pools we can attain from the decisions, because decisions is a form of wisdom. What else do they do in terms of helping people, the poor, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, people who are older, people who are younger, children, elders, people in their old age, their very old age. We will also see how the blessed awliya, the friends of Allah Azawajal, how they dealt with hard situations. Example, when your nafs is like burning for somebody to, praise you, or the shaitan, he's whispering in your heart that this is the right thing to do, you should do this, and he's pushing you towards a sin. How did the awliya, the friends of Allah, the companions of Sayyidina Rasulullah, how did they all overcome these trials and tribulations? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before mentioning this beautiful narration that I have regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, what is wisdom? In simple terms, wisdom, you could say, just to make it easy for everybody, is to use your mind. You know, to think before you do something. And what do you think about? You know, whatever situation you're in, is this going to please Allah and His Rasul? Long term, is this going to help this person in this situation? You know, whatever I'm about to say, will this affect him, the person in front of me? Look who you're dealing with. Is it going to affect him in a negative or positive way? Is he going to get closer to Allah and His Rasul because of your actions, what you're about to do? Now listen to how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and compare. Let's compare. Okay, how did the Sahaba, these were the friends of Allah as well, the very highest ranked friends of Allah, were the companions of Sayyidina Rasulullah ﷺ. And what did they do in these types of trials and situations? It's mentioned that the servant of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates this narration. And he says, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, that one day a Jew came into the court of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what did this Jew say to him? He said, by Allah Almighty, who established Sayyidina Musa as Kaleem, I am taking an oath by that true Lord, O Abu Bakr, I love you greatly. What is this Jew saying? He's saying that I love you, Ya Sayyidi, O Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, I love you greatly. And he don't care who's there. He don't care who's watching him. He's pouring his heart out onto the table. And he's telling Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq that I love you. And I swear by the Lord, that true Lord, you know, who established Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam as Kalimullah, the one who converses, talks to Allah azza wa jal. What will mine and your reaction be when somebody praises me and you? What will we think in our heart? You know, we might say with our tongues, brother, brother, don't. Our hands will be doing, you know, this kind of gesture, that brother, stop. But in our hearts, you're like, carry on. You know, these are the tricks of the shaitan and the nafs. Now look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. What did he say? Upon hearing him say this, You know, the Jews saying, I love you. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he showed wisdom and he showed intelligence through his actions. MashaAllah, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he did not fall victim to any thoughts of pride or deceit. Nor did the traps of shaitan have any effect on Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah. His level of intelligence and wisdom was such that, you know, when this Jew took an oath by the name of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq didn't stop him. You know, he didn't say to him, be quiet. He didn't say, you know, what are you talking about? He didn't scold him. But he stayed quiet. He's taking an oath upon Allah Azza wa Jalla's name. So what did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq do? He lowered his head. He stayed quiet. He didn't say anything. And he just bowed his blessed head slightly down. Why did he do this? Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu carries on the narration. He says, "Tahawunan bil Yahud," that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq lowered his blessed head to show disinterest, that he wasn't interested in the praise from this Jew for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, for himself. In other words, what he really wanted to say was, you say you love me, but you do not show love for my master, Sayyidina Rasulullah. Ah, subhanAllah. You say you love me, but you don't read his kalima. You say you love me, but you don't enter into the greatest servitude. What is the greatest servitude? Being a servant and slave of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You say you love me, but you're not entering into his servitude. Remember, the belief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is very simple, dear viewers of Madhi channel. Whoever belongs to my master, Sayyidina Rasulullah, he is mine. And whoever is not his is neither mine. Rather than becoming proud, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the narration continues, he lowered his blessed head. While this is happening, listen very carefully, dear viewers of Madhi channel, while this is happening, at the same time, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is coming to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah. And what does he say? He brings revelation. And Sayyidina Anas carries on describing this narration. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam requested humbly in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty, he sends salam upon you, subhanAllah, and has ordained for you to call that very same Jew who expressed love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and give him this good news. Who is saying this? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam from Allah Azza wa Jal is telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about who? The one who is praising Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Come on to this side and look at what the wisdom does for people who are just showing love, expressing gratitude to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. But look at the wisdom of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. When he is staying quiet, when he is not saying anything, when he has bowed his head and in his heart, he is thinking to himself that if you love me, you should love Sayyidina Rasulullah. Look, when Allah Azza wa Jal, he sends Sayyidina Jibreel to Sayyidina Rasulullah and he says, give that very same Jew good news. What's the good news? Allahu Akbar. Give him good news of the love of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu being in his heart. With the blessings of this love, Allah Almighty will grant him relief from two difficulties of the hereafter. Number one, dear viewers of Madhi channel, this is for that Jew who is expressing happiness and love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the awliya, the leader, you could say, the highest rank after the prophets is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. A man is showing love for him. Allah Azza wa Jalla is promising him what? Two things. Number one, shackles will not be placed on his feet. And number two, chains will not be placed around his neck. Subhanallah, when you receive such news from Allah Almighty himself through Sayyidina Jibreel, from the blessed tongue of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Why? Because he showed love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Immediately, Sayyidina Rasulullah called that Jew and he told him this message. And it's mentioned upon hearing this, the light shone, the light of Iman shone in his heart. And that Jew had no choice but to accept Allah and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and read the kalima shahada. Subhanallah. How did this Jew spend the rest of his days? That's the next question. It's mentioned he showed his intentions by saying to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, humbly, I swear by that being who has sent you as a truthful messenger, I will never allow the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq to decrease in my heart. Subhanallah. In fact, I will continue to increase this. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel and respected elders, today's topic, the wisdom of the awliya. You know, the awliya are great. Of course, their wisdom is going to be great as well. Their wisdom in decision making, their wisdom in helping people, their wisdom, you know, in having a vision. And that vision is to get somebody from A to B, i.e. from the roads, from the streets, from their homes to the masajid. You know, from ghibat, from jugli, from tale-telling, to praising Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Busy in remembering, doing dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. This is what you call hikmat, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. Having a mind map in your head, and whatever the situation may be, dealing with people appropriately to make sure that we are putting them by the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the ultimate goal. And this is what you see from the blessed narration of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what does the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam teach us? You know, we're talking about the awliya. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say as well that now, oh Jew, you are a Muslim, you can only love Allah and the Quran. No, he didn't say this. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he also didn't say loving Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is not necessary. In fact, my love is necessary. He didn't say any of this. Rather, he stated, Hani'an, Hani'an. Congratulations, congratulations. What does this mean? This means you have recognized the importance of loving Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. With the blessings of this, you have been granted faith. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel and respected elders, let's look at ourselves now. You know, when a child comes to us, when an elder comes to us, whoever you are, wherever you may be, whatever situation it might, you know, or that might occur in your life, what is your sort? What is your mindset regarding this person? You know, today we have kids. We want our kids to be the next wali. We want our children to be the next hufaz, to be the ones leading the namaz, the next imams. You know, we want our children to be scholars. But dear viewers of Madhya Channel, respected elders, you know, the way we make our decisions, the way we treat each other, wisdom comes into all of this. And today, if you don't have that mind map, if you don't base your decisions upon making my child a hafiz, so I must make this decision. If you don't do this, then, you know, wishful thinking, you know, that's useless. I'm talking very straight to the viewers of Madhya Channel, respected elders. And we all know this. You can't sit there and say, I want to be successful. You know, businessmen might be looking at me today. You can't say that I want to be a millionaire, I want to be a billionaire, and you don't work hard for it. You know, when something changes in your life, something clicks, and you say, for example, that I want to be something, I want to do something. You know, we have children want to become lawyers, doctors, engineers, people who want to become sports people, you know, sportsmen, sportswomen. People want to do all sorts of things nowadays. When something clicks in their hearts, you know, all their decisions are all based upon reaching that goal. As a Muslim, I ask you very clearly, what is your end goal? Is it not to please Allah and His Rasul? Is it not that Allah is watching me? I must make this decision according to Sharia? Is it not that I want my child to become a hafiz, so instead of sending him to America, Canada, Europe, send him to the masjid? Send him down the road to one of Dawat Islami's beautiful institutes where the Qaeda and the Quran is being taught for free? Send him to the fiqh class? Make him sit at home, even if there's nothing near you. No massages near you. Dawat Islami have an online department which runs 24 hours during the day. And they will give you your time and your days, whatever you're comfortable with. They will help you. The way we make our decisions to buy a new car, to buy a new house, you know, we try our best, the viewers of Madhuri Channel, let's be real. But when it comes to the awliya, Allahu Akbar, this is why I say compare. Every single thing, the core of their heart was loving Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was being happy in the servitude, and not for a minute leaving the servitude of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. To further, dear viewers of Madhuri Channel and respected elders, to further understand, you know, what decision making, you know, we should be looking at. Meaning to say, when we make decisions for each other, or when we deal with situations with people, listen to how the awliya, subhanallah, another beautiful narration, what they did, especially when it comes to money, dear viewers of Madhuri Channel. You know, we're going to mix this all in together. You got the wealth, you got the health, yeah? We got it all together. Today, we spend loads of money, dunyavi things, for a house, for a car, you know, for the education, for our child, for our son and daughter. But Dawat Islami is teaching for free to become scholars, to become alims, alimas, you know, Qurani Hufaz, people who have learned the Quran of Bahat. Yet, Dawat Islami say, just give time. Just give your time. Our madaris are being run, alhamdulillah, you don't need to pay. Of course, if somebody gives, it's greatly appreciated and you will get benefit. Now let's listen, when it comes to money, when it comes to health and wealth, how did the awliya, you know, what was their wisdom like and what was their decision making like regarding their own children? It's mentioned, Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was still in the womb of his mother when his respected father, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Farooq, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went to guard the boundaries and left 30,000 dinars, the viewers of Madhuri Channel. Listen to this narration very carefully. You know, 30,000 dinars, just for argument's sake, just to make it easy for everybody. 30,000 pounds at those times was a lot of money. A lot of money. He has left 30,000 pounds in his wife's hand. And he left, it's mentioned, for 27 years. Look at the scenario. He's left his wife's alone. She's pregnant with his son. He's gone. 30,000 dinars, for argument's sake, 30,000 pounds he has given to his wife. And he's left for 27 years. Look at the sacrifices of the people of Allah. But the narration, this isn't the main point of the views of Madhuri Channel. The narration continues. When Sayyidina Rabi'a, the son, was born, and he, mashallah azza wa jal, was living with his mother and doing his daily duties to help his mother. After 27 years, when the father came back, the father's knocking on the door. The father's thinking that this is my house, I'm going to go visit my wife. The father's forgot that his son is there. So he hears a voice, and it's a man's voice. It's a young man's voice. And that young man is saying, who are you? And the father, he doesn't know it's his son. And the son, he doesn't know it's his father. The mother's out somewhere. And the summary of this narration, TV is on the channel, the father is saying, who are you? And the son is saying, who are you? They both don't know that they're father and son. Now they're both kind of quarreling, you could say. Their voice is getting louder and deeper. They're getting a bit frustrated with one another. You know, until the wife came back, the mother came back, and she says, oh, my husband, don't you recognize him? He's your son. And she said to the son, oh, my son, don't you recognize him? He's your father. He left when, you know, before you were born. So listening to this, both the father and the son, they embraced each other. After they embraced each other, a long narration, I'm going to summarize. The father was very happy. He came into the house. He rested, spent time with his wife, spent time with the son. The son went off. He remembered that he left 30,000 dinars, 30,000 gold coins, you could say 30,000 pounds in his wife's hand. And he said to his wife, that, you know, where are they? The wise wife, you know, the wisdom of the awliya, this is what you call wisdom. The wise wife said, I have saved them. She said, I have saved them. Listen very carefully. When she said, I have saved them, in the meantime, their son, who was a pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jal as well, he reached the blessed Masjid al-Nabawi. And he sat in a session, in his session, for dars, where you sit down and you speak in a study circle and teach the people who are there sitting in your study circle. And a crowd of students had surrounded him, including distinguished pious people like Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Farooq, the father rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he came to Masjid al-Nabawi and he offered salah and said the following sentence out of joy on seeing the great status and rank of his son. لَقَدْ رَفَعَ اللَّهُ إِبْنِي. Surely Allah Azza wa Jal blessed my son with a great rank. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the father, went back home and he said to his wife, I have seen that your son has such a great rank. Where did this come from? How did this happen? Then his wife, she replied, do you remember the 30,000 gold coins, the 30,000 pounds that you left for me 27 years ago? Do you know when you asked me, what have I done with them? Do you know what I did with them? When he said, what? She said, you know the greatness that you see in your son, the summary of the narration, this is due to those 30,000 gold coins, i.e. I spent this in his education. This is where the 30,000 gold coins went. Hearing what his wife said, he said, I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, you have not wasted this wealth. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers and Madhi Channel, respected elders, today we have learnt about the wisdom, you know, different types of wisdom in our lives and in the lives of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Time doesn't allow us to speak more about the different decision making in the lives of the blessed awliya. But let's make this intention, inshallah. Let's make a wise decision today that from now on, me and you, we will not miss our namazes. And from now on, we will stay attached to this blessed environment of Dawud Islami. That's a constant reminder of taking our self accountability. And also, alhamdulillah, through the 12 Madani works of Dawud Islami, becoming better ourselves as individuals and making decisions better for the future, for ourselves, and the future meaning for our children. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah. The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah, they are the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah.